especially on Corporate Homie.
How participating in competitive team sports has translated into business success.
What are you actually trying to accomplish today?
Sports teaches you how to engage with people of different backgrounds.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
how to diversify your network.
Avoid stereotypes.
Attend multicultural networking events.
You're going to have to be exposed and do some things that make you uncomfortable.
Hey, homies.
What up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Woo woo.
Welcome back.
So, this is going to be a great show topic to discuss how to diversify your network. This is something that we've been toying around with discussing on the podcast for several months, actually, and gotten some through conversations between the two of us, as well as feedback, and then just also just our own personal experiences. But what we noticed is that, a lot of homies were asking about how to, you know, expand, if you will, their cross-cultural relationships.
Yes. And we've had a couple of homies ask about this as they have, you know, wanted to get promoted or have more of an executive presence. And one of the things that we've noticed is that people just have a very homogeneous network, which I think is an example of a homogeneous thought process, which then keeps you from thinking like an executive, much less presenting like one.
And growing, right? And I believe that a lot of that comes from a combination of self-confidence and comfort.
Yes.
And just basic comfort level.
Yeah.
And I don't want to minimize how difficult this is to do, because I think that we are in a unique situation because of the way that we were raised. And just as a reminder to the homies, our father is a retired chaplain in the Air Force. And the reason why I bring that up is the Air Force, by its very nature, is the most, probably ethnicity-wise, diverse branch of the government, more so than the Army, more so than the Navy, more so than the Marines.
At least that's what your anecdotal, that's your opinion, right? You don't have any evidence that demonstrates that.
I don't. That's what I've seen anecdotally, yeah. Right. And then if you take the fact that daddy was in the Air Force, and then we lived in lots of different types of places, Wyoming, Nebraska, Georgia, Alabama, Southern Illinois, Sicily. We didn't grow up thinking, oh, we're Midwesterners, we're Southerners, we're whatever.
Right. I'm from the East Coast, and, you know, right, whatever.
I'm from the East Coast, I'm West Coast, any of that. And then, you know, I remember when we lived in Sicily, realizing like, we just got to be Americans.
Right. But I will say this, if you're listening to the episode before we get to the tips and you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't know if my network is homogeneous, I would say a couple things. So a lot of times people think that they have a diverse network, but they don't. So I saw a meme yesterday that, and I thought, well, this is really funny and it gets ready for our episode. It said, I have a lot of black friends. And someone said, great, pull out your wedding pictures.
Mm.
Right? Mm. So same thing. If you're like, I have a lot of, you know, friends of other races, a lot of white friends, a lot of, you know, Asian friends, a lot of Hispanic friends. Okay, great. Pull out your wedding pictures. How do you, or do you know people like that? Are they your actual friends? Are they in your actual network? And same thing when you start thinking about business. When you're thinking about, I was just thinking about this week, when it's time to refer business, when it's time to give a recommendation and you put your candidates down, do they all have the same characteristics? Are they all women? Are they all men? Are they all of the same race? Are they all the same income level? Do they all live in the same neighborhood? Because we're talking about more than just race. We're talking about being diverse in a myriad of ways, you know, from gender to sexuality to social economic to, you know, all of that is diversity in your network.
Yeah. And what I mean by the comfort is, I think a lot of people, when they answer that question, a lot of homies will think, well, no, or they'll have hit diversity in everything you just mentioned, but then everybody went to the same school.
Right. Like everybody went right. to CBU. Right. So if you only do business yeah. with people who went to CBU, you're probably not diverse. Again, it's probably not diverse.
Right. Right. So let's just get into it. I'm not sure, Demetri, because I don't know if homies, if you realize this, but we come up with show topics and then we each prepare individually. So we don't always talk about exactly what angle we may be coming from. But I guess the first thing that I had was, you know, you need to seek to understand people of different backgrounds from, and this is really important to me, from credible sources.
Right.
Right. And so, as crazy as that sounds, that means personal relationships, travel, books, right? I have heard so many people have an opinion about something that they don't know anything about what they're talking about from a television show or a song or something like that. Those are not credible sources, right? I have had people argue with me about what it's like to live in Atlanta that have never lived outside of their home state, which was not Georgia.
Right, right. They're full of information.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I've had that yeah. too. And I love that point, like you said, from credible sources. And then I would just sort of dovetail on what you said at the beginning when you said seek to understand. And I would say, and not to be understood.
Initially, no.
And not to be understood. When you are actually trying to diversify your network and you realize, oh my gosh, she's right. Everyone I mess with is a Delta, or everybody I hang out with is from, you know,
went to University
State.
Of Texas.
Went to Tennessee yeah. State. Or everybody is from the University of Alabama or University of Texas, whatever. I don't have. Then, well, let me seek to understand if everyone I know went to a private school, maybe I want to get to know people who went to public schools, and I need to seek to understand what that experience is like without me putting on my experience and telling them. Just to understand what they're saying, not for me to be understood about my experience. So I think that's a great
point. I love that.
My first tip would be, when you want to be more, have a more diverse network, is think of who you know who has a very diverse network and set something up with them. I call those people connectors or collaboratarians. You know, who is the person you know who you think they know everybody, and not just all the people in the Jewish community? Or all the people right. in the Black community. But they seem to know the people in the Jewish community and the Black community, the people who
Indo-Asian.
You're right. They know people in the nonprofit world. They know business people. They know
faith-based.
People,
yeah.
Right. Faith-based, medical field. They know everybody. Figure out who your collaboratarian is, your connector, and set up a lunch or a coffee with them. And don't want anything except for to listen to them and chat with them and see what they've been up to and what they're working on and what are they doing in the net. Like, I would say, I am really realizing my network is very homogeneous. I'm trying to diversify. I was wondering, what kind of events are you doing in the next 60 days? What do you have on your calendar for the rest of February? It's February 1st. What are you doing the rest of February?
So I love this point, and it's my next point was going to be share your intentions. And every time I've seen somebody do this, I've never thought that they were a cornball. I've never thought they were weird. I thought that they were focused.
And intentional. People,
yes, and very intentional. So I've had people sit me down that I wasn't that close with that have said things like, I'm trying to expand my dating network, you know, this, that, and other. And I remember thinking, oh, wow.
Oh, wow. She's courage. Serious. Oh, girl, she's right. serious about this thing. But he's serious about this thing.
Right, but I didn't think, like, what a wacky. I didn't think that, right? So, and I've had people sit me down and say that they're trying to expand their network and they want to get to know these types of people more, as just as you said, Demetri, and you seem to know those folks, and what events are you going to that I might be able to join you on? So I just think it is helpful to share your intentions and be upfront about what you're doing. I'm trying to grow my book of business, and I realize I'm in the same three circles. I'm in lawyer land. Like, I did this when I moved to Tampa. After I've been in Tampa for about a year, I would tell people, I'm stuck in black lawyer land, black lady lawyer land, because that's how I got introduced socially. And I'm trying to get out of that. What do you think I should be doing? People are like, oh, you should join the UT Board of Fellows, or you should get in Leadership Tampa, and you should do this. But for me, I'm like, hey, this is great, and it's been helpful, and it's fantastic, but I'm around the same type of person.
Just need more.
I need more, right? So share your intentions. The next tip that I had is attend multicultural networking events. There is an organization for every flavor that you can think of. And what I mean by that is just look at the chambers, right? There's always like the big, huge business chamber. This is like for big businesses, big law firms, big organizations. Then there's always like a small business chamber. Then there's always like the community chambers. Then there's always a black chamber, Hispanic chamber, LGBTQ chamber, right? Asian American chamber. So attend multicultural networking events. Go to Black MBA. Go to Hispanic MBA. Go to the Association of Women Lawyers, right? Like, get into these specific cultural networking groups. I think that's a great place to start when you say, just start thinking about, well, what professional organizations do I know people that are in, my coworkers, my colleagues, that I may not know that they're in? I didn't know that Bemetra was in the National Society of Black Engineers. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right. I love that. Like, just take whatever you're already involved in professionally and flip it to something else. So if you're doing, like you said, a women's insolvency group, maybe you do just the insolvency group.
Correct.
You know, or you do, like you said, you find the minority insolvency group. So I think that's a great point. My next point was get uncomfortable. You cannot diversify your network and be comfortable. That's why your network is so homogeneous. The reason why it's so homogeneous is you are with everyone who's just like you. If you want to diversify, you're going to have to be exposed and do some things that make you uncomfortable. So you're going to have to try new experiences, maybe even some experiences that you do in which you do not excel. Do you know what I mean? So
I was
reminded of this when I was preparing for this, because I remember reading one time, and I hope this is right, but that Steve Jobs was in a calligraphy class that he just was sitting in on one time when he got inspired about Apple's Apple typography. You know, the typography.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So to me, like, that's the thing. Like, you wouldn't think, well, that came from a calligraphy class.
Right.
But you need to do things like that. Pull yourself out of your normal thing. Or if you hear someone talking about something that you would not normally do, ask to, you know, again, put yourself out there, ask to go to that, or ask to attend that with someone that, you know, you haven't, you wouldn't normally do that. So maybe that's going on the, you know, the whole office is going to go on a
whitewater rafting trip,
or I would say the ski trip, and you're like, I don't ski, but maybe you just go ahead and go skiing this time.
Right. And the nice thing I love about trying new things are, now if you don't like it, you have an educated opinion about it, and not just because that's not something that, you know anybody that does. Like, you know, I'm not a big opera fan, but I'm not an opera fan because I've been to the opera and I simply don't enjoy it. Not because right. I've never been and I think it's boring. Like, I've been and I'm like, that's not my thing. So I'd love that. My next point is avoid stereotypes. As you are pushing yourself to be around different types of people, avoid stereotypes. I'm not exaggerating when I would say at least once a week, I am in a conversation, email, or text message string where somebody does something that makes me uncomfortable from a cultural sensitivity standpoint. It is not always overt, to give you an example, somebody was talking about a bartender at one of the bars that we like to go to, and they were telling a story about him asking them something, but the gentleman is Asian, and then they started mocking him and going into like this Asian voice, and I thought, that's really, really, really insensitive. Like, you can tell us that he said that, and you don't have to like give us your version of an Asian accent. So I would say avoid stereotypes so that you're not being insensitive, and you can't do that if you don't have an open mind.
Yeah, it's amazing to me sometimes how culturally insensitive or dense people can be, because I recently had someone tag me on Facebook on something, and it wasn't racist at all. I just thought it just was something very black. Like, I think it was like a school teacher or something had decorated her door for Black History Month, mm-hmm. and it was she had you know made the door look like a black woman with like natural hair and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like this teacher did. And then a bankruptcy colleague tagged me in it and said, "Wouldn't this be great for your office door, Demetra?" And I thought,
no.
Why? No. Why am I putting, I don't teach school.
I don't teach school. And does anyone else have their door decorated at the office?
And I think they thought, well, it's cool. It's a black lady. You're a black lady. Her hair, the door's hair looks like your hair. Look at me. I knew they meant well, but it was culturally dense. It was just dense. Yes. And I just was like, no.
It reminded me of a new coach we got when I was in college. And, you know, I wasn't as evolved and polished as I am now. And I remember him coming up to me and saying, you know, You want a cherry soda? I know a strawberry soda. I know what the sisters like.
I remember that.
I mean, to this day, I don't drink strawberry soda.
That's why you don't like a red soda.
I thought it was such a stereotype. Like, I got some strawberry soda. I know what the sisters like. I'm like, I don't drink strawberry soda.
Okay.
Drake strawberry soda. Nah, dog. We on the wrong road.
See, we about to go back down the wrong road. Wrong road. Wrong road.
I'm good on strawberry soda.
So avoid stereotypes.
Yes. Avoid stereotypes. And so, you know, the last point I have, of course, is, you know, be mindful. And I guess that sort of dovetails in what you're talking about. And so it's the same thing. Be mindful about what you don't know. Be mindful that you don't, if you're going to try these, we're encouraging you to try new experiences, to, you know, spend time with people that you don't normally spend time with. And if you be mindful that you do not know things. And so to me, when you don't know, the best thing to do is to be quiet so that you can learn, as opposed to speaking so quickly and so confidently and then doing something that offends someone.
That's the best advice Mama has ever given us about business, which is, if you don't know what's going on, do not go first. Wait and see what other people are doing, and if just pay attention. And if nobody's doing something, you know, I was joking, we were at the NAACP Freedom Dinner the other night, a group of us, and we were singing Lift Every Voice and Sing, and there were people who were not African American walking around during the song. And I thought to myself, gosh, if they would follow my mom's rule, they wouldn't be doing that. If you notice that no one else is walking around, if there were people who were actually coming in who stopped, why are you still walking around? So pay attention to what's going on. My last point, and I made a point to make it my last point, because I do think that we do this as a society, and we act like it's not a big deal, but it is a huge deal, and it's one of the reasons why people don't want to get outside of their comfort level. Learn to properly pronounce other people's names
of different cultures. Come on, somebody. You can take up different cultures off. Learn to properly pronounce
people's names. You don't get to just decide that you're giving someone a nickname. You can't say, one of the most disrespectful questions I think you can ask somebody is, well, where did that name come from? right? And so I think learn to pronounce people's names properly because it is a basic form of respect.
And it's a basic form of disrespect to shorten someone's name when they have not asked you to, you know, give them a nickname like, oh, that's too hard. I'm going to just call you.
We're talking about what we know. People have done this to us. I'm just going to call you D. Is that good? No.
You're like, no. No, it is not. You know. So I agree with that. Learn to pronounce people's names. That's a great point. So I hope these tips were helpful. You know, it is important, I think, as we said at the top of the episode, if you want, you know, to go to the next level in your career, that you do have exposure to a diversity in your own network. If you have any other topics that you'd like for us to cover, this one was a great one. We thank the homies for sending this one over. You can email us at questions@corporatehomie.com. If you desire for us to come to your organization and speak, you can send us an email at info@corporatehomie.com.
And as always, you can find us on all social media platforms under the same handle, Corporate Homie, HOMIE. Thanks for listening, and until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.